Epilogue. Captain Bosa read over his letter one final time. CENTCOM or equivalent. We now understand that the messages we have been sending were intercepted by a RUPAC patrol who attempted to take control of Amir and the assets of the United States colony of Amir. That attempt has been thwarted. I do not know who on earth this message will reach, or if it will reach anyone at all. But in obedience to the mission I now command, here follows my report. Boone, Muir, and Longmire have reached Amir. Not without casualties. The survivors are in the process of rebuilding Camp Ohio, renamed Camp Crazewell, in honor of a fallen colonist and his relative, a ranger. The combined work of the colonists and the crew of the Boone has allowed us to make considerable progress. We have buried our dead, and now look forward to the future, marriages, and new generations. The defeat of the RUPAC forces has given us access to an advanced ship capable of atmospheric and deep space flight. We are working to gather information from its logs and systems, and if possible, return the ship to working order for our benefit. It has been repurposed as the USS Osei. The fight of the United States government on Earth remains a mystery to us. Whether the United States still stands or has fallen, the colony on Amir will continue to strive toward a more perfect union reflected in the principles set forth in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. As long as those of us on Amir draw breath, the cause of liberty will not be extinguished. Respectfully, Captain Alan Bosa, United States Army, Amir. Bosa looked up from his tablet to the tech waiting at the comms array. Send it.